when Jason Elam was drafted in the third round by the Broncos in 1993. He did not expect to be with the same team 15 years later.
No, I mean, when I came in, you know, I was really hoping to just, you know, maybe get a year or two under my belt, maybe bounce around the league for, you know, 4 or 5 years. I mean, that's kind of what kickers do. And to be able to play for 15 years, that's just, you don't even think about that, let alone with one team.
But here stands Jason Elam on the verge of breaking a record held by the greatest Bronco of them all, John Elway. When Elam runs through the tunnel on Christmas Eve against San Diego, it will be the 235th time he has done so, and he will stand alone at the top of the most games played by a Bronco.
And I always think of John. I mean, John is John, you know, and he's the man around here. And I remember coming in as a rookie and just, like, I felt like a little kid around John, you know. I wanted to go up and get his autograph all the time, kind of like Reggie Rivers.
Right, of course.
But, you know, he's just been, he was so good here, and it's gone by so fast, and I just never anticipated anything like this happening. But I just feel very blessed to have been able to play with one team for so long and just have a long career.
Elam, though, will not be thinking about the record next Monday for now.
No, not really. I mean, you're usually focused on the game and what you have to do. And, you know, that's more along the lines of what you're doing. But, you know, I'm sure down the road, you know, I can look back on a lot of things in my career and have a lot of very fond memories.
Elam has been a mainstay for the Broncos, someone the team has depended on, whether it be for a clutch fourth quarter kick or a good face for the organization.
Obviously, he's been a clutch kicker. He's been a, you know, just a credit to this organization, the way he handles himself, both on and off the football field. And I think what he's done on the field speaks for itself. But it's nice to have a guy that you can count on and, you know, you consider a team leader.
As for breaking Elway's record, Elam does not expect any phone calls from the Hall of Famer.
No, not at all. Not at all. He's a busy man, too, so I don't think he's too concerned about this one.
Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.